Have you ever wondered why some learning experiences fade from memory within days, while others fundamentally change how you see yourself in the world? In designing and leading life-changing workshops, Ken Nelson and his co-authors distill four decades of wisdom from Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, a former Jesuit monastery that has become a pilgrimage site for 40,000 modern seekers annually. This book has become required reading for facilitators at institutions like Harvard Medical School and the Omega Institute, with Brené Brown calling it an essential guide for anyone who wants to create transformational experiences. What makes this work so powerful is that it doesn't just teach workshop design, it invites readers into their own transformational journey, recognizing that who you are matters more than what you teach. Transformation isn't about fixing what's broken, it's about discovering what's already whole. Most of us operate from default stories about ourselves, formed through conditioning and past experiences. These stories create suffering when we identify too strongly with them, believing something's wrong with me that needs fixing. True transformation happens not through endless self-improvement driven by self-judgment, but through integration, bringing our fragmented parts into harmony. Consider Ken's own journey. Despite outer success as an educator, his life collapsed after his mother's sudden death and his wife's departure. Through yoga with his teacher Rakesh, Ken learned to breathe, relax, feel, watch, and allow, entering a state of meditation in motion by following his inner guide. During a workshop at Kripalu, a leader's casual comment about Ken looking like a kid with a baseball cap unexpectedly triggered the release of 30-year-old grief over his father's death. In that supportive community, Ken discovered his calling, helping others create truly transformational workshops. This path of transformation involves recognizing our default stories, loosening our grip on them, and expanding our identity beyond habitual interpretations. It's not a one-time event, but an organic process of transcending and including previous stages of development. The foundation lies in self-awareness, monitoring our sensations, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors with non-judgmental attention. As we develop this capacity, we naturally move toward greater insight, seeing clearly, and empathy, feeling what others feel, which eventually mature into wisdom and compassion. When we transform ourselves, the effects ripple outward. As Stephen Cope writes, "When you know who you are, you will know how to act." Our actions flow naturally from our understanding of who we are, and when fully alive, our true calling guides us to serve our purpose in the world. What makes a workshop truly transformational rather than merely informational or skill-building? The authors identify six essential conditions that work together synergistically. 1. A holistic view that honors each person's inherent worth and capacity for change. Workshop leaders see participants through a lens of wholeness, helping them discover their innate capacities for insight and empathy. 2. Intentional community formed around a shared purpose with clear agreements. We discover ourselves through relationships. The key to your heart lies in the heart of another. The supportive presence of others provides the experience of being included, valued, and respected. 3. Self-awareness as the key that allows participants to recognize obstacles, hidden assumptions, and limiting beliefs. Through practices like body sensing and breath awareness, participants notice physical tensions and thought patterns that may be holding them back. 4. An embodied leader who shows up wholeheartedly while embracing their own imperfections with kindness. Rather than performing as a charismatic expert, they demonstrate clarity, consistency, appreciation, encouragement, care, and optimism. 5. Mind-body experiences that engage the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These experiences leverage neuroplasticity, the brain's capacity to change itself, so that what you practice grows stronger. 6. Group wisdom that emerges when individuals exchange energy and information in relationship. Intentional groups can become wiser than the wisest individuals within them, making chasing the expert less effective than forming wise groups. These conditions create a container where transformation becomes not just possible, but probable. The workshop leader's role is to facilitate self-inquiry while maintaining faith in participants' capacity to change, heal, and grow. The heart of effective workshop design lies in the transformational learning cycle, a three-part structure that creates optimal conditions for deep learning: setup, safety, build-up, mind-body experience, and payoff, integration. For participants to engage fully, they must first feel safe enough to take risks and be vulnerable. This doesn't mean eliminating risk. Vulnerability itself feels risky for most people. The key is lowering the threat of being judged or criticized through clear agreements, invitational language, and permission for a variety of responses. Within that safe environment, mind-body experiences create opportunities for discovery. These experiences engage participants' whole being, mind, body, heart, and spirit, through activities like journaling, movement, partner sharing, and rituals. They leverage neuroplasticity by creating direct experiences that help participants step out of limiting stories and practice new ways of being. Integration at the cycle's end offers ways to remember, make meaning, and generate lasting outcomes. Without proper integration, participants may feel incomplete or unable to apply what they've learned. Effective integration can be layered, starting with individual reflection, like journaling, then moving to pair sharing, and finally to whole group sharing. This cycle engages participants in a repeating spiral pattern that prepares them for each subsequent experience along their path of self-discovery. As Rick Hansen notes, the installation phase of learning is the fundamental weakness and opportunity in much coaching, psychotherapy, human resources training, and mindfulness programs. Your most powerful workshop emerges at the intersection of your topic, what you're called to teach, and your story, why it matters to you. Many impactful workshop leaders, Feldenkrais, Alexander, Hendricks, Hunt, and Byron Katie, developed their approaches through their own healing journeys. For example, Moshe Feldenkrais created his method after suffering a severe knee injury, while Byron Katie developed The Work during her emergence from deep depression. By identifying your turning points and connecting them to your teaching, your workshop becomes an authentic expression of your lived experience rather than abstract theory. These pivotal moments might include overcoming challenges, experiencing breakthroughs, or discovering new perspectives that transformed your understanding. Workshop evaluations consistently show that a leader's personal story often becomes a turning point for participants, empowering them to reclaim their own narratives. When shared authentically, these stories create powerful resonance and help participants recognize similar patterns in their own lives. When designing mind-body experiences, reflect deeply on your own journey, how you've gained deeper understanding and connection. Consider questions like, what were the key moments that shifted your perspective? What practices or insights created the most significant changes? What obstacles did you face and how did you overcome them? Focus on the essence of your experience rather than details, perhaps expressing it through adjectives or metaphors that bridge the gap between your knowledge and what participants might gain. For instance, if your journey involved finding inner peace, you might use metaphors like discovering an internal sanctuary or learning to anchor in stillness. The overall workshop follows a journey metaphor with five key stages, each serving a distinct purpose in the transformation process. 1. Getting everyone on board by creating safety, establishing trust and group cohesion. 2. Setting sail on discovery by introducing content, laying foundational concepts and practices. 3. Navigating unknown waters by claiming new territory, challenging assumptions and exploring new possibilities. 4. Arriving at the destination with closure, integrating insights and celebrating growth. 5. Keeping the journey alive after the workshop ends, providing tools and resources for continued practice. This structure applies to workshops of any length, though the stages are more obvious in longer programs. In a day-long workshop, you might spend the morning building safety and introducing concepts, the afternoon exploring and practicing, and the final hour integrating and closing. In a weekend workshop, these stages can unfold more gradually, allowing for deeper exploration and integration at each phase. Remember that your personal journey provides the authentic foundation for your teaching, while this five-stage structure offers the container that helps participants navigate their own transformation safely and effectively. How present are you when leading a workshop? Presence isn't about charisma or perfection, but about being connected to your experience and intuition, responding naturally in the moment. When you're present, your speech, facial expressions, postures, and movements align in authentic harmony. The mantra, "present, not perfect," reminds us to show up as ourselves rather than some idealized version. As a workshop leader, your internal experience, your inner workshop, influences everything else in the room. When emotional pressure builds like a wave, most people react by avoiding, denying, or distracting. Instead of resisting what's happening, skillful self-regulation involves witnessing your experience without judging, allowing feelings to move through you like a wave. When triggered into reactive patterns, the formula pause, breathe, and deepen helps return to presence. By pausing to take a breath and moving attention to your body, you create space to accept the moment as it is. This naturally readjusts your mindset, returning you to feeling centered and available. Communication happens through body language, 55%, vocalization, 38%, and content, 7%. Your nonverbal cues, posture, eye contact, facial expressions, have far more impact than your words. When embodied, your voice becomes authentic, natural, and compelling, drawing listeners in through its connection to your physical and emotional core. Workshop leaders simultaneously manage content and facilitate process through complementary roles that require distinct yet interconnected approaches. Teaching primarily addresses awareness, citta, the conscious, cognitive, and rational aspects of learning that follow sequential patterns of thought. This involves structured presentation of information, clear learning objectives, and systematic skill development. Facilitation, in contrast, works with energy, prana, tapping into intuition, imagination, creativity, and the realm of possibility through dynamic group interactions. The teacher's role involves creating clear frameworks, establishing measurable goals, and carefully managing the learning journey. They guide participants to become connected knowers who understand not just facts, but contexts and relationships. This includes breaking down complex concepts, providing relevant examples, offering timely feedback, and ensuring comprehension through various assessment methods. The teacher must also adapt content delivery to different learning styles and experience levels within the group. The facilitator makes easy the group process by working with collective energy, mediating interactions, and creating safe spaces for exploration. This involves reading group dynamics, managing emotional undercurrents, and skillfully handling conflicts or resistance. Facilitators gradually relinquish control to empower participants, moving from directive to supportive roles as group capability grows. They must remain attuned to both individual needs and group evolution. These twin roles converge in the heart chakra, fourth chakra, which serves as the bridge between lower and upper energy centers, connecting us to both ourselves and others. This integration point allows workshop leaders to blend structure with flexibility, wisdom with empathy, and authority with openness. Effective workshop leaders must recognize and consciously work with their inherent power, shifting fluidly between three essential modes: directing, power over, taking control in situations requiring clear guidance or when safety is concerned, negotiating, power with, sharing control through collaborative decision-making and mutual problem-solving, and delegating, power from within, empowering participants to take ownership of their learning journey and make autonomous decisions. Each mode requires different skills and awareness of timing. The ultimate goal is to become a self-disappearing act, gradually transferring power and responsibility to participants. This requires careful observation of group readiness, strategic stepping back, and trust in the group's capacity for self-direction. Success is measured not by the leader's continued importance, but by the group's ability to function independently while maintaining focus on their learning objectives. Creating safe space is fundamental to transformational workshops. Without intentional culture setting, groups can become dysfunctional. People talk over each other, engage in side conversations, arrive late, or leave early. When the container isn't firm enough to hold disagreements and strong emotions, participants feel unsafe and act out in dysfunctional ways. 5 essential methods create a container that supports emotionally safe and effective interactions. 1. Clear intention serves as a compass for workshop leaders. A 3-part intention aligns your work with your authentic self, your intention for life, your sacred duty or true calling, your intention for the group, core outcomes, and your intention for yourself. I am present, not perfect. 2. Thoughtful physical environment with clear signage, warm lighting, organized materials, comfortable temperature, and inspirational elements communicates care and professionalism. 3. Group agreements form the workshop spine, guidelines for behavior that participants co-create rather than rules imposed from above. For shorter workshops, 3 basic agreements, INC, provide structure. I statements, speaking from personal experience, no crosstalk, honoring each voice without interruption, and confidentiality, keeping shared information private. 5. Ethical leadership requires vigilance around 3 powerful forces: money, sex, and power. Leaders must maintain transparent financial practices, acknowledge but not act on attraction, and balance their inherent authority with participant empowerment. Difficult behavior will inevitably emerge in workshops. 3 universal human needs drive our behavior: safety, satisfaction, and connection. When these needs are met, we experience well-being and balance, feeling peaceful, contented, and loved. But when needs aren't met, we experience agitation, fear, frustration, or anger, shifting into reactive mode, where our executive functions go offline. Disruptive behaviors signal unmet needs. Yellow flag behaviors, attention-seeking, include repeated requests and excessive talking. Orange flag behaviors, disengagement, include folded arms, distractions, sidebar conversations, and irregular attendance. Red flag behaviors, acting out or aggression, include provocative comments, disruptive remarks, storming out, verbal attacks, or physical violence. When participants get triggered, it can activate the leader's own unresolved issues. Staying present allows leaders to avoid reacting and feeding the participant's reaction. The key is to pause, breathe, and deepen before speaking or acting. A slow, conscious breath calms the reactive state and restores responsive mode, opening new possibilities for successful intervention. The ladder of intervention offers progressive steps for addressing difficult behavior while maintaining relationship. Start with conscious dialogue, observation, feeling, need, request. Then acknowledge and affirm the person's concern. Invite deeper sharing to understand the issue, reveal your perspective while offering choices, and finally, take action if necessary, which might include asking someone to leave the workshop. Groups develop through 4 organic phases, like seasons, each with distinct moods. As leader, you function as a gardener, sensing and managing group energy as it matures. 1. Spring, planting seeds. Groups typically begin upbeat with tentative exploration and low risk-taking. Participants observe before committing, asking themselves, "Is this a group I want to belong to? Do I trust the leader?" Your role is creating safe space by establishing culture, welcoming individuals, setting agreements, and inviting shared vision. 2. Summer, growing. As participants move beyond comfort zones, disagreements and strong emotions arise. The middle phase often feels like things are falling apart as participants experience anxiety and resistance. Power struggles emerge with thoughts like, "This isn't working, I don't belong." Your role is encouraging stability through presence despite discomfort. 3. Fall, harvesting. In fall, participants reach trust, cohesion, and better communication. They take greater risks, share leadership functions, and resolve conflicts themselves. Thoughts shift to, "I'm getting what I need here," and, "Wow, I didn't know that about myself." 4. Winter, nourishing. As closure approaches, participants may feel both accomplishment and separation anxiety. Help members clarify meaning, deal with unfinished business, make commitments for next steps, and network. Design closing rituals that emotionally transition participants beyond the group. Like weather, group mood changes over time, but unlike weather, you can influence it. Use energy-raising practices when participants feel numb, tired, or bored, and grounding activities when they feel overwhelmed or anxious. Your body serves as a natural barometer. Stay connected to physical sensations to sense the room's energy. The neuroplastic revolution has fundamentally transformed our understanding of how the brain changes through thinking, learning, and acting. This breakthrough reveals that our neural pathways continuously reorganize based on experience, challenging the old belief that brain structure remains fixed after childhood. In transformational workshops, skilled leaders guide participants to notice subtle connections between movement, breath, thoughts, and feelings, directing attention inward, interoception, to achieve embodiment. This process activates multiple sensory pathways, creating stronger neural connections and more lasting change. Research demonstrates that breathing patterns significantly impact mood and stress levels through direct influence on the autonomic nervous system. Specifically, slow breathing, 6 to 10 breaths per minute, enhances stress resilience by engaging the parasympathetic system, often called the rest and digest response. This breathing pattern activates the vagus nerve, reducing cortisol levels and promoting a state of calm alertness. Mindfulness practices help participants shift from narrative mode, dominated by past regrets and future worries, to experiential mode, focused on present moment sensations, effectively breaking cycles of anxiety and rumination. From an evolutionary perspective, humans developed sophisticated self-regulation mechanisms partly to maintain group membership, as social exclusion historically meant death in our tribal past. This biological imperative is reflected in polyvagal theory, which explains how our autonomic nervous system unconsciously mediates social engagement through neuroception, the subconscious detection of safety or danger. Subtle cues like tone of voice, facial expressions, gestures, and eye contact are interpreted below conscious awareness, triggering either defensive responses or social engagement. This understanding helps explain why creating psychological safety is crucial for transformation. The discovery of mirror neurons provides a neurological basis for understanding group dynamics and emotional contagion. These specialized brain cells function as a neural Wi-Fi network, activating the same brain areas when observing others' movements, emotions, and intentions as when performing those actions ourselves. This system forms the neurological basis for empathy, learning through observation, and group connection. In workshop settings, mirror neurons facilitate rapid learning and emotional attunement among participants. As leaders, we become the most contagious person in the group. Our ability to self-regulate directly affects the nervous system states of everyone present, creating a ripple effect of emotional and physiological responses throughout the group. Recent studies in social neuroscience have further revealed that synchronized breathing and movement in groups can enhance trust, cooperation, and learning outcomes. This explains why traditional practices incorporating communal movement and breathwork have been so effective in creating group cohesion and facilitating personal transformation across cultures and throughout history. Workshops represent one element in a diverse professional portfolio that can include multiple complementary offerings. Beyond just teaching, successful facilitators often blend coaching sessions, consulting work, book writing, online courses, and digital programs. This integrated approach allows you to serve different learning styles and reach broader audiences while creating multiple revenue streams. When launching your workshop career, begin by seeking opportunities in accessible local venues. Libraries, community centers, yoga studios, and religious centers often welcome new instructors and provide supportive environments for developing your facilitation skills. These smaller venues allow you to refine your material, build confidence, and gather testimonials. As you gain experience, consider approaching larger retreat centers like Omega Institute or Esalen, but recognize they typically require demonstrated teaching experience and established marketing channels to reach their minimum enrollment requirements. Building a strong foundation means staying deeply connected to your core purpose and authentic voice. Rather than chasing trends or imitating other success formulas, listen carefully to what genuinely calls you. When aligned with your true path, you'll find that opportunities arise organically, collaborative partners appear at the right moment, and your energy naturally sustains the work. This alignment creates a magnetic effect that draws the right participants to your programs. As poet David White eloquently expresses, to have a firm persuasion in our work, to feel that what we are doing is right for ourselves and good for the world at the exact same time, is one of the greatest triumphs of human existence. This speaks to the profound satisfaction of finding work that serves both personal fulfillment and social benefit. The path of becoming a transformational workshop leader is inherently transformative for the facilitator as well. As you create safe spaces for others to explore their inner landscape, your own capacity for presence, wisdom, and compassion naturally deepens. You'll discover that your own wounds and challenges become sources of empathy and understanding. By holding space where people feel truly seen and accepted, you participate in the timeless tradition of helping others awaken to their essential nature and innate potential. Success in this field requires both practical skills and inner development. Beyond mastering logistics and curriculum design, you must cultivate deep listening, emotional intelligence, and the ability to navigate group dynamics with grace. Regular self-reflection and continued learning ensure you can meet participants' evolving needs while maintaining healthy boundaries and sustainable practices.